Current State Scott Pohl is following the production of a movie in Michigan. He's back with our latest installment on the team that's putting together the Detroit-based film Eastern Market. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. So far, we've met three-fourths of the Eastern Market team. Rich Gutierrez, who wrote the picture and plans to play the lead role, director Patrick Moog, and co-writer and actor Michael Mulai. Today's conversation is with Richard Jewell, who's wearing more than one hat on this project. In the interest of full disclosure, Richard and I have been friends for many years. Primarily, we discussed his role as producer. What does a producer actually do on a small-budget independent film? For today's installment of Movie Making in Michigan, Richard Jewell started by telling me how he got involved with Eastern Market.
Rich asked me to come on board as a producer because of my experience with some other independent films and also as an actor in the film. Rich and I have had a relationship with Michigan Acting Studio, which he owns, and I teach there, and then we've worked together, and I actually brought him in a feature that I was co-producing, Needlestick, last year. So it really is a kind of a love and a passion, and he knows I share the same passion that he and Mike and Pat share. So it makes a good team.
What's a producer do on a project like this?
Sits in a chair and yells. I have no idea. Nothing, you know. Mucks about smartly. No, in defining our roles, and there's several producers, everybody takes the area of their expertise and really is the person who creates the machinery that will run effectively, efficiently, cost effectively, can ensure that the minute this project is greenlit and production starts, that things will run absolutely smoothly so that the artistic portion can work unfettered without having to worry about that.
Does that include fundraising? Does that include budgeting?
Yes, it does. It includes seeking funding, talking with investors. It includes budgeting, working with the film office if you're applying for an incentive, working with the various locations, the sites, and all of the personnel below you who are doing those jobs. So you're really, in essence, a form of a CEO, and you're the operating manager, too.
Has fundraising begun?
Officially, no. Officially, no. Because there are very stringent rules and regulations which apply to fundraising, both which protect investors and also protect the production. And we are working with our legal division now and our attorneys to produce the paperwork, which is mandatory, and to ensure that whoever we discuss with is a qualified investor.
What's a qualified investor?
Someone who has a certain dollar amount of capital that's expendable and that they identify themselves as a qualified investor. If you don't do that and you don't have a signed qualified investor release, you're actually putting yourself in a liable situation in two ends, one with the SEC and one with the investor who could come back on you if you don't produce a product that's marketable and makes a profit.
Has budgeting work begun?
Yes, many, many times. And that's integral to an independent film. Everybody would love to have unlimited funding, but that just doesn't work. Movie making is not a business that people walk into knowing you're going to gain a profit from. In fact, most movies don't make a profit. It's about a passion. So you want to get the best amount for the least amount of money. And that's always going on, and that never stops. That never stops. And especially if you're applying for an incentive, you have to have a budget, and you have to have the allocated funds available before you apply. So yeah, that's ongoing.
Is there a final number then for the budget for this picture?
There isn't yet, and that isn't even a number that we can discuss publicly or not publicly, because there just isn't. So many factors. As you choose locations, do they wish to be brand placement and do their location gratis? How many brand placement items can you get? What name brand stars do you need to push the movie into certain markets so that you know you have a good opportunity at making a profit? All those factors.
Are you looking at hiring actors that much of the movie-going world would recognize?
Oh, certainly. certainly. I think that's predominantly one factor in ensuring that your movie will make a profit, is to bring in someone who is recognizable in certain markets that will people will pay to see and will pique interest to want to see that movie. And then, of course, to make a movie that truly tells a great story in a dynamic, moving way. That's a given.
Do you think this picture will be easy to sell to investors?
That's a great question, Scott. My answer is yes. Number one, because of the story. But number two, because of who's on the team. And number three, because of our understanding of this industry and our willingness to look at beyond the final shot and beyond the final edit. Yet we always have to have marketability and product in our minds when we start a film. In fact, if you don't, you're asking for failure. And I think as independent filmmakers, we often do that. We're going to make a wonderfully creative project, but you have no idea how to market it. And then you're at the mercy of distributors, distribution agents, and people who may not have your best interests at heart. So you have to. And you have to look at the different markets and where it is marketable, from foreign to immediate television, alternative markets, all those, pay-per-view, everyone, and see what you can get. And attaching a name brand to that will pique people's interest, too.
I have a question about expenditures for casting, because I know that Rich Gutierre is hoping to play the lead in this mm-hmm. movie. Michael Mullally, the co-writer, has told me that he's been cast in the film. You just told me you've been cast in the film. Is that fairly typical in this kind of filmmaking, that for whatever reason, hopefully because you're right for the parts, but also because it helps possibly save some money, that people that are involved are also acting in the film?
I think it would be more truthful to say that if you want to be in this business, don't wait around to be cast in that role that will rocket you, because that takes a long time. Write it and do it yourself. And that's what I did with my first movie and my partners. And that's really where you honed your skills. So when Rich and Mike wrote this, and when Rich wrote it in the beginning, he wrote it because he was writing about someone who touched him, so a character who brought a piece of truth. And of course you want to play that, and if you write it, you play it. And let's talk about some of the films and people and actors who are now famous who wrote their material and took years to get it made. Sylvester Stallone, Vin Diesel are two that come to mind. And then the 10 years that it took, 12 years that it took Matthew McConaughey to get Dallas Buyers Club produced, because no one wanted to touch it. Those are things that are driven by your passion. So it's not so much as, well, we're doing it because we want to save money. We're doing it because it's a passion. And then you take the existing principal roles and you say, okay, who can play opposite this that would both lend credibility and marketability?
I want to ask you about calling the film Eastern Market and the role of that title in marketing the film. People in Detroit are familiar with Eastern Market. It might be a draw to a Detroit audience. Is that going to be something that you can market outside Metro Detroit?
Well, I think even as a precursor to that question is, why Eastern Market? But, you know, Eastern Market stands for so much to us here in Detroit. Mike worked there as a youth. He knows the history of it. I have been going there for years and years and years and have connections with that market. It really serves as a hub of a rebirth and of a foundation of history for our city. And that is very tangential to the movie and the storyline of the movie. I would say Eastern Market isn't just a place. Eastern Market is a character. Eastern Market has a heart. Eastern Market has a soul. Eastern Market is a character in this movie. And that was why we were so pleased when we were able to meet with the Eastern Market corporate staff and garner their permission to use the name, and we'll be shooting primarily down there. And then it carries it to the point where people will learn about Eastern Market when they see this movie, and they'll learn what the Eastern Market stands for. And I think that's critical and so important. That's the other reason I like being involved in this movie, because it tells a great story, and it also tells a great story about how we are coming back as a city who's been down.
As a producer, what's on your plate over the next weeks and months?
To finalize this rendition of the script, to develop the legal instruments and the marketing tools that will be used, to begin to lock down some of the locations and the brand placements, to begin to discuss who we want to invite from the actors that we know are on the A's and lists, and begin to talk with their managers. Also to begin to finalize who we want to bring in for the rest of the crew and staff, and begin to develop a shooting list or a day of days and things of that nature. So that's what's on the plate.
Richard Jewell is a producer of Eastern Market. Thank you.
No, I really appreciate the time you've spent with us, Scott. This is a project that has passion. I really want to thank you for taking the time to come down and to work with us and to follow us as we move through, hopefully, to seeing a movie up there on a premiere. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Thanks.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.